Chapter 4. Engagement Execution. Soldier and leader engagements are conducted with an objective, right and left boundaries, and a limit of advance. These are explicit or extrapolated from orders using mission analysis. SLE will succeed with as much information as possible on the other party: location, composition, disposition and strength, and a plan to engage him and with what. We often speak of the strategic corporal when we want to explain the effects of the lowest tactical leader, but we should also remember the requirement to nest the higher intent as well. Just like priority intelligence requirements, known as PIRs, must be refined from strategic, will the enemy use chemical weapons, to tactical, are they wearing masks? We must do the same for engagements. Patrol leaders should be given reconnaissance objectives on the human, information, and physical dimensions of the OE. All of these must be planned top-down, bottom-up refined. Historically, the strategic political leadership has provided guidance or goals in the form of desired end state refined by theater commanders and put into orders and restrictions by country teams and tactical leaders. Pre-engagement considerations. Preparation activities, discussed in the Chapter 3, comprise the bulk of the pre-engagement work that engagement teams and those supporting them undertake. Commanders ensure the lead engager knows and understands the approved information for disclosure in support of the event. The lead engager must be aware of the national disclosure policy against offering the false impression that subsequent disclosures will occur automatically. The day of the engagement, or in the hours preceding the engagement, additional considerations include the following. Review planning assumptions to ensure they are still valid and, if not, revise the plan accordingly. Double-check all logistical elements of the engagement to ensure transportation, supplies, and other resources are available per the plan. When permissible, check the venue and test any information devices to ensure readiness. Conduct route reconnaissance to and from the engagement venue site. Double-check the proper pronunciation of all names of involved parties. Ensure security forces have been issued special instructions to prevent unnecessary delay. The lead engager must take care to only make promises or other commitments that can be fulfilled and the commander has agreed to. Likewise, the lead engager does not promise actions that require capabilities or resources you do not control. The lead engager is careful as well to not create a dependency unless required by the mission objective, for example, security, as it can lead to future expectations. Rather than stating a plan, ask what the needs are of the counterpart's constituency and match those against unit capabilities. Care must be taken when approaching the question regarding need. The question of what do you need may be interpreted as what do you want, which are often two different things. The engager should have an idea of the needs through engagement with CA or review of CA reports prior to the SLE. The engager should have sufficient information prior to the engagement to have a general idea of what the interviewee needs and will help guide the conversation in a productive direction. Appendix B, in the print version, provides a set of checklists for SLE, including a pre-engagement checklist. These checklists are not exhaustive and should be adapted or tailored to meet the specific needs of each unit or organization responsible for conducting SLE. Executing the engagement. All engagements tend to unfold by accomplishing the following actions in sequence: conduct introductions, build trust, set expectations, discuss and negotiate, make commitments or agreements, conclude. The first three actions above relate to relationship and rapport building that occur throughout the process. It is common to return to these actions throughout the conversation and again at the end. Commanders and staffs avoid immediately jumping into discussions on substance right away. Conduct introductions. Introductions enable both sides of the engagement to exchange not only each other's names, but also pleasantries that break the ice and set up the exchange that follows. During this step, both sides identify themselves and, if necessary, present their credentials. Soldiers and leaders use this part of the process to establish an initial rapport and demonstrate willingness to engage constructively. Also, soldiers and leaders enact cultural practices and norms during introductions, such as offering or receiving refreshments. Build trust. The lead engager seeks to find common ground, often by asking questions and listening to answers important to the individual or group engaged. Trust helps the parties disclose information they may not otherwise and permits the parties to create valuable options rather than haggle on positions. Without trust, parties in a negotiation will not disclose their true interests without fear of losing an advantage. See Principles section in Chapter 1 of this manual for Principles on Building Trust. In most cultures, trust building requires more than a single engagement. It may be prudent to dedicate the entire first engagement to establishing connections and familiarity, and wait until later engagements, when trust is built, to discuss issues and concerns. Employing the engagement principles and framework discussed in Chapter 1 while applying Army values will increase opportunities to build trust. Set expectations. This phase allows one or both sides to state what they desire from the engagement. In many instances, that desired outcome will simply be establishing rapport and trust, or a favorable impression of friendly intentions with regard to your counterpart. In other instances, it will be more involved and include an itemized declaration of intended or favored outcomes. The counterpart has probably developed an agenda prior to the engagement. Prior to negotiating, reconcile these differing agendas to seek agreement regarding what will or will not be discussed and what each side desires to accomplish by the end of the engagement. Setting expectations is a negotiation about how the SLE itself will occur and can help build or destroy rapport. Discuss and negotiate. This phase is the heart of the engagement and involves extending and enhancing rapport or addressing agenda items in detail. While not every engagement seeks to yield a negotiated settlement, those that do strive to create mutually beneficial outcomes that advance both parties' interests and enhance the relationship. Share the interests that underlie the desired outcome. Encourage the counterpart to reciprocate. When done incrementally, information sharing helps build the rapport necessary to disclose important interests. Use brainstorming techniques together with the counterpart to generate options that satisfy both parties' interests. Brainstorming relies on different individuals' perspectives to develop an initial understanding of the relevant variables and actors in an OE and builds on ideas. This group process allows others to further build on those ideas developed in the initial brainstorming session. See ATP 5-0.1 for further detail. Be willing to start with standards rather than options if both parties are reluctant to make the first offer. Ask questions about culturally appropriate standards, as there may be some not yet considered, and discuss standards that legitimize potential options. Ensure both parties can justify potential options to their constituents. Be willing to walk away from a SLE to exercise the BATNA, but do not use walking away as a threat. Reminding the counterpart of potential impasses can be helpful to reorient the SLE. Remember to never commit to an agreement worse than the BATNA. The point of the engagement is not to get to yes. It is to satisfy identified interests. This is easy to forget while under stress and time constraint. When and where possible, employing expertise in negotiation or conflict resolution, often found in CA units or within the legal advisor's office, can prove helpful, if not essential. In preparing for SLE, commanders and staff identify needed expertise and availability. Make commitments and agreements. As a minimum, an engagement results in a commitment to continue the dialogue or agree to further consider what one side has said to the other. Involved engagements, conducted within traditional communication channels or venues, such as community or town hall meetings, and formal negotiations, can yield more formal and complicated outcomes that must be navigated carefully, as well as documented and tracked. Seek to employ culturally appropriate binding commitment practices to reduce the risk the counterpart will refuse to honor the terms of an agreement. In cultures with robust judicial systems, well-defined contracts are often sufficient. Other situations require means, such as a public announcement in front of relevant stakeholders among whom the counterpart will not disappoint or embarrass by violating the terms of a deal. Alternatively, devise a system of incrementally delivering upon agreements, as is done when providing payments in installments as work is complete. Well-structured agreements are those where the value of a deal is to be created through the contract of how and when parties will deliver on their promises. Conclude. The final activity of the engagement allows for a brief summation and reiteration of the proceedings, especially any commitments or promises made, and an opportunity to reaffirm the purpose of the engagement and its value to both sides. This step also allows the lead United States engager to offer thanks or otherwise express gratitude. Post-engagement considerations. The primary actions and activities that occur once an engagement is complete include an informal after-action review, a formal communication of gratitude, notes transferred to an approved information system, follow-up on commitments, a formal after-action review, AAR, to include formal assessment, required reports submitted, and relevant personnel notified. Conduct an informal after-action review. As soon as possible after the conclusion of the SLE, the engagement team conducts an informal after-action review to capture immediate observations and impressions. Often, the time and place for this action is during the ride back to the garrison or cantonment. The note taker during the SLE again acts as note taker to ensure all information about the event is consolidated in a single file. The team conducts a formative assessment of the SLE, focusing primarily on assessing its execution, measures of performance. The summative evaluation that assesses the SLE's measures of effectiveness occurs during the formal AAR. Send a formal communication of gratitude. Sending a written note on letterhead as notice of thanks or appreciation furthers rapport building and helps to cement the genuineness of the engagement team in the minds of those engaged. The nature of the communication depends on the audience, their position or station, the formality of the SLE, and other factors, but the more personalized the thank you, the better. Transfer notes to an approved information system. The information gathered during an SLE is invaluable, not only to the engagement team, but to the entire staff and commander. Entering the notes into an SOP-approved information system ensures its availability across the staff and facilitates the sharing of this information to other relevant stakeholders. These notes should be logged as soon as possible to be available for the formal AAR. SLE notes are often required for a storyboard or commander's update brief by unit SOP. Follow up and report on commitments. One of the surest ways to foster trust with a relevant actor or counterpart is to keep promises and follow up on commitments. Conversely, one of the surest ways to tear it down is to break a promise or ignore a commitment made during an SLE. Another value of the notes taken during the engagement is to document all commitments specifically to ensure follow-up. The lead engager is the person accountable for this action, but depends on the rest of the engagement team for assistance, as well as select members of the staff. Unit SOPs should include a commitment tracker to monitor agreements between the unit and relevant actors. These are useful to assess the value of the relevant actor to the unit's desired end state, as well as MOPS and MOS. Conduct a formal after-actions review to include formal assessment. A formal AAR accomplishes more than the informal after-action review conducted immediately after an SLE. While first impressions are important, they are sometimes subject to the emotion or exigency of the moment. An AAR within 2 to 4 days after the event allows those first impressions to mature and become contextualized. The formal AAR is also able to take advantage of the completed notes, which the note taker or other member of the engagement team has entered into the unit's approved information system. Finally, the formal AAR is an opportunity to conduct a summative assessment of the SLE, this time focusing on its effectiveness. In other words, whether or not it achieved its objective or desired outcome. The next chapter goes into further detail about assessing SLE. See FM 70 for guidance on conducting an AAR.